All right, if you guys want to bow your heads so we can pray, we're going to get started. Lord God, thank you that we can meet this morning. Thank you, Lord, that we as believers can serve a risen Savior, Lord God. We can serve a God that has eyes that can see and ears that can hear and a mouth that speaks with power. Lord, please help us to sing to you this morning. And praise your name. In Jesus' name, amen. So in the last verse of this song, Christ the Lord is risen today, it says, made like him we rise. Ours the cross, the grave, the skies. And to give you guys kind of an analogy here, I can't really put my faith and trust in Michael Jordan and become the greatest basketball player to ever live, right? He can give me like tips and tricks on how to be a better basketball player, what I'm doing wrong and how to do other things more correct. You can pick whoever, you liked seeing growing up as a child, on whoever you like to see perform. But you can't really put your faith and trust in somebody else and expect to, be made like them, right? It says in that verse, made like him. So what does that really mean? For one, Michael Jordan doesn't have the power to make me a great basketball player. And number two, he doesn't even know me. So he can't do that at all. We can, however, put our faith and trust in the God-man Christ Jesus, who has the ability to know us and has the power to change us. So how do we become made like Jesus? Well, first we go to God's word, right? It says in the Bible that out of the heart the mouth speaks, and God's word is his very thoughts. We have the mind of Christ in God's word. So in order to be made like him, we go to God's word to see what Jesus was doing, to learn to love the things he loves and to hate the things he hates, right? If I'm going to be more like Michael Jordan, I'm going to study everything that he does to be better at basketball. That's the way it would be like with Jesus. Because by going to his word, he gives us his spirit and the power that he has. He gives us the ability to be more made like him. Because, like I said, he also knows us. It also says, like I said later on in the verse, ours the cross, the grave, the skies. So Jesus went to the cross, like Ivan was describing earlier. Jesus went to the cross to take all of our sin, right? So that if we put our faith and trust in him, we don't have to pay for the penalty of our sin. And so just like he took up his cross, we need to take up ours. We need to kill our sin in this life, to repent from our sin, to turn from our old ways, and like I said, to trust. Put our trust and faith in Christ. And just like Jesus died, we also too will die. We have no idea when that will be. That can be right after we leave church here. That can be 50 years down the road. We don't know when we're going to die. But if we are made like him, at the end of that verse, like him we rise. Because Jesus rose from the grave, we too will be able to be with him forever in eternity, and because he is heaven.
Praise God.
So in the last verse of this next song, it says, all thy works shall praise thy name in earth and sky and sea. And then a little bit later on, it says that he's merciful and mighty. So if we look at Romans 8:23, it says, and not only creation, but we ourselves who have the first fruits of the Spirit, groan inwardly as we wait eagerly for the adoption as sons, the redemption of our bodies. So not only people that are in Christ, but also all of creation, everything that God created, is groaning towards being redeemed, where everything was perfect in the garden when everything was first created. So when everything is said and done, God is going to create a new heavens and a new earth where there's no more sickness, no pain, no suffering, no death. There won't be any of that. It'll be eternal joy and eternal peace without any of the things that are going on in this world today. But before that happens, the Bible says that every knee shall bow and every tongue will confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. Right? So, like I read in this verse, all thy works shall praise thy name in earth and sky and sea. Whether you bow your knee to Christ now or later, you're end up going to do it one way or another. Christ is going to make us all bow our knee to him and confess that he is Lord of all. And after that, he's going to separate the sheep from the goats, right? If you never put your faith and trust in Jesus, if you never repented from your sins, if you didn't submit your life to Christ, you will be condemned and you're guilty in your sin. You have to pay for your own sin in hell for eternity. So bow the knee to Christ today so that you can have this eternal joy and eternal peace. And we can even experience some of that inheritance now.
Oh,
So at the end of each of these verses, it concludes with, amazing love, how can it be that thou, my God, should die for me? So put yourself in this position just for a minute. Say you committed a crime and you got caught. Now you're standing guilty in front of a judge. Is there anybody off the top of your head right now that you could call that would take your place, that would take 100% responsibility for the thing you did, and the sentence is life in prison? Would anybody ever do that for you at all right now? Probably not, right? Nobody. I wouldn't even do that for any of you guys, to be honest with you. And so we as sinners, we stand as a sinner in front of a sinful judge. So let's put it from God's perspective. God created everything perfectly. This is His world, and we're living in it, right? And so He, as we just sang, He is a holy God. That means He is without sin. And the reason why we can't see God right now is because we're sinful. So He separated Himself from us because we are sinful people. So if He's a holy God and we're sinful people, and one day we're gonna stand in front of Him, is there anybody that you can think of that would be able to stand in your place so that you don't have to pay the penalty for your sin? It would be Jesus, right? Because He lived a perfect life. That's what God demands, as we heard this morning. God demands a perfect righteousness in order for us to get into heaven. And so, by God's grace, Jesus is offering us that perfect righteousness that we need if we put our faith and trust in Him. If we submit our lives to Him, if we repent from our sin, He's willing. He came to seek and save the lost, right? So He wants us to go to Him as sinners, because He went to the cross, He paid for our sin, He took the penalty that we deserve for our sin, and He gives us that perfect righteousness that we need. We can't really find that love. Even our best friend that we grew up with from ever since we were little, I don't think he would even take a life sentence in prison for me. But a holy, righteous God would come down to seek and save the lost, to save His enemies. All we did our whole entire lives is completely rebel against a holy God. And that's an amazing love that He has for us, that He would come down to pay for our sin, to give us a perfect righteousness so that we can be with Him forever.
Thank you.
Let's pray. Lord God, thank you that you make salvation possible, Lord. Even though we fall short of the glory of God every single day, Lord, you make a way for us so that we can have true hope and true purpose in this world that doesn't die, that doesn't fade away, that we don't get bored of, Lord God. Thank you for the eternal joy and peace that you give us through Christ Jesus. Thank you that we get to serve a risen Savior, Lord. Please be with Michael this morning as he gives this message and soften our hearts, Lord God. Give us ears to hear, and we pray that we are edified by all that we hear this morning, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen.